B91 Best Information News Talk Show. Morning Number 1. The World's Largest Democracy Votes.
You have never voted in your life, Amrit?
I never believe in politics.
Don't believe in politics is one thing. You believe in democracy, right?
I never thought I'll vote, but this year, I don't know. I felt, okay, what is that? Button, whatever.
General elections 2019 ke liye. RJ Disha ko Election Commission of India ne banaya Bengaluru ka Youth Ambassador. Isiliye Red FM kehta hai, ab vatan dabayega button.
बटन दबाएगा बटन.
याद रखो, वोट देना सिर्फ हमारा हक नहीं, हमारी जिम्मेदारी भी है. रेड एफएम बजाते रहो, सपोर्टेड बाय इलेक्शन कमीशन ऑफ इंडिया.
गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम दिशा ओबेरॉय. दिस इज 93.5 रेड एफएम. द शो इज कॉल्ड मॉर्निंग नंबर 1. इट्स द बिगिनिंग ऑफ अ ब्रांड न्यू मंथ, Feb 2019, and Bangalore, brace yourself, because in the next few months, the largest democratic process on this planet will begin. I know, the election dates haven't been announced, and if you're wondering, why is Disha in such a hurry? Because you know how we Indians are, we're procrastinators. Dekh lenge, ho jayega, kar lenge, manage kar lenge, are jab hoga tab hoga, jugaad capital of the world. I think we have enough time and let's get the process started. In sync with us is the Election Commission of India and the local authority BBMP.
Good morning, Disha. Good morning, Bangalore. I am Sanjeev Kumar, Chief Electoral Officer, Bangalore. For the general election 2019, the Election Commission of India has appointed RJ Disha Oberoi as the Youth Ambassador of Bangalore. आपके सारे सवालों का और इलेक्शन के बारे में जो भी आपको समस्याएं हैं उनको सुलझाने का ये अच्छा माध्यम है. मैं आपके सवालों का जवाब दूंगा. आप अपने सवाल भेज सकते हैं इस नंबर पर 9880935935. अब वतन दबाएगा बटन.
That's correct. I have experts in the house, and if I can't answer some of your questions, we'll take it to the authorities. In the meantime, step number 1, check if your name shows on the electoral roll or not. How do you do that? Very simple. There are 3 ways. You can check on their website, you can check on the application Chunavana, or you can call their toll-free number 1950. If you want these details, just WhatsApp 9880935935 is my number. I will send you this docket with all the details. And if your name doesn't show on the electoral roll, we're going to have to reapply.
Yeah, so like I'm turning 18 in the first week of March. Am I eligible to vote?
Yeah, you can't vote. If you've turned 18 on the 1st of Jan 2019, then you can vote.
I have 2 voter ID cards, both in the C.V. Raman Nagar region. I have one from Kagdaspura and I relocated to Coxtown, so I got one made here as well.
Yeah, so I think your previous one will automatically get cancelled. And you have a document to establish your relationship with your parents?
Yes, I do have.
So then your residence proof applies to your mother and your father. They need to put an ID proof. I've just sent you the link to the official website.
Actually, my voter ID is registered in Hyderabad.
Okay.
So how do I transfer it to Bangalore?
Oh, it's very simple. You just need to get on to the CEO Karnataka website. I'll send you a link if you send me a WhatsApp message. 2 documents. One is your ID proof. The other is your residence proof.
Okay.
You can immediately transfer to Bangalore Karnataka.
आईडी कार्ड पर सब कुछ गवे गया है, तो नया वाला मैं बनाना चाहता हूँ.
उस्मान, अगर आपका नाम इलेक्टोरल लिस्ट में आता है, आपको वोटर आईडी कार्ड की भी जरूरत नहीं है. आप आधार, पासपोर्ट या 14 और डॉक्यूमेंट्स हैं जो गवर्नमेंट अप्रूव्ड आईडी कार्ड्स हैं, आप उनमें से कोई भी आईडी कार्ड लेके जा सकते हैं. मोस्ट इम्पोर्टेंट थिंग इज आपका नाम लिस्ट में आना चाहिए.
थैंक यू दिशा.
The excitement gradually started building in the IT capital of India amongst the Bangaloreans when the election date was announced. Ab jin jin ke naam role pe aa chuke the, they were very happy. And the ones whose names didn't appear, Well, they had a little more time to apply.
All thanks to Team Red FM in general and Disha Oberoi.
I believe you're voting in Bangalore for the first time despite being here for how many years?
10th year in running in Bangalore, and I'll be voting here for the first time. I am from Jammu and Kashmir, and I'm so glad that I could get my voting rights transferred to Bangalore.
You were waiting for 10 years for what, Yogesh?
I don't know. Probably I didn't find Disha Oberoi earlier.
Disha! Ankita, how are your grandparents doing?
They are very happy, Disha.
I'm so happy. This is their voting card for the first time in Bangalore?
No, they had their voting card, but we didn't know that voter ID also expires, and it had expired.
Ah.
They were very upset. They don't know, and my grandmom's deaf. She needs someone with her all the time. So I took the responsibility myself, and then I did it. Thank you so much. You have been a blessing in disguise.
Disha, you worked very hard. Thank you so much, and I'll tell you, because of this, many, many people have got encouraged. Because I have many friends from different parts of India. They said, how to do that? I said, kuch nahi. Just take ID proof, lo, or aapka address proof, de karke. You go on online, you do it. This is every day I'm hearing from Disha, actually.
But then this time when you kept saying on the radio, I messaged you for the site also.
Yes.
We registered. Actually, I'm also the first time voter.
It's so cute. The entire family is voting for the first time.
My husband's 47. So he's so excited about voting.
मेरे पास गाड़ी है, बंगला है, बैंक बैलेंस है, पैसा है, क्या है तुम्हारे पास?
गुड मॉर्निंग.
क्या है क्या तुम्हारे पास अनिल?
वोट है मेरे पास, वोट है. तुम वोट करने भी नहीं जा सकते हो, मैं जा सकता हूँ.
अरे मैं भी वोट करने जाऊंगी.
Yes, this time Bangalore will show to the whole country that what we are determined about.
Our determination was skyrocketing as the election dates were coming closer. Itna ki jin jin ke naam Bangalore ke electoral roll pe nahi aaye, they decided we will travel back to our hometown, chahe jitna time lage, jitne paise lage, jitni chuttiyan leni pade, to go cast our vote. I called them the traveling voters.
I'll be going to Mumbai, going only to vote.
Try to go Odisha.
Ipshita, go to Odisha. 5 साल में एक बार ऐसा मौका आता है यार ये.
नहीं नहीं, I'll definitely
go. I'm going to my native Belgaum.
And they've given you that day off.
Yes. This is that amazing. Will be a loss of pay.
Loss of pay? That's a heartbreaker.
One day for a country.
Actually, we tried moving it to Bangalore, but somehow we kind of misplaced the form and everything. So I'm traveling to Pune to work.
My security guard was saying, tomorrow I'm flying. I asked him why suddenly. Then he said, I have never voted. This is first time going to vote. Assam.
100%. And I have cancelled my program. I was supposed to fly down to Guwahati. I have cancelled that program only because of election. Because this is more valuable.
Puvaya is driving to Madikeri, you said.
Yes. First, we will take a stop in Mysore. I will cast my vote there. And then we will continue driving to Madikeri. He will cast his vote there.
So I am so proud of the fact that the people who work for me, my cook and my maid, they are actually traveling to their respective places to cast their vote.
Wow.
So after listening to your program each and every day and you're prompting so much, I thought I have to come. Bharat is my friend and his wife is carrying 8 months pregnant.
Wow.
But just because of voting only, they are planning now to go.
Where are they traveling to while she's 8 months pregnant?
They are planning for Mangalore, going for Mangalore.
These were stories of traveling voters within the country, across cities and states. Lekin desh ke bahar bhi bahut sare Bharatiya rehte hain. Kuch log bahar se wapis aaye sirf isliye taki wo vote kar sake. Kuch logon ne to apni chuttiyan bhi cancel ki hain, international holidays. Nitin, your brother is a traveling voter, and I say that because he's coming all the way from
Boston. Yeah, he's traveling from Boston to Bangalore just to cast his vote.
Boston to Bangalore, America to India just to cast his vote.
Yeah, he's coming back for 1 week only to cast vote. I had to quit the job.
You quit the job?
Yeah.
You quit your job in Australia so you can come vote?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I've been waiting for this for a long time actually to vote again. From 2014, it's been my dream to vote again, and
just I want to be a part of it. That's the reason I came back.
The excitement, the enthusiasm, the energy around the world's largest democratic process was palpable as the dates were getting closer. But I got a call from a para-athlete, Sunil.
There is an app which has been launched by the Election Commission, specially marking people with a disability voters. There is no facility to ask for transportation assistance.
Sunil, if you stay on the line, I'll connect you to the BBMP commissioner. They have made extensive arrangements for people with special needs.
Yeah, Vishal, we have identified 10,000 people who are there in the voter list.
Okay.
Asking for what type of facilities they want on the day of polls. Secondly, in all the polling stations, we have provided with ramps. Through you, what I request is they have to ring up our helpline number. It is 1950-1950. We will provide transport. In fact, we are in dialogue with cab operators. We will pay the transportation charges and this will be operational.
First-time voters, traveling voters, international traveling voters, people who wanted a transfer to Bangalore so they can vote, even specially abled voters. Sab se baat kar li, commissioner se baat kar li, BBMP official se baat kar li. Then we realized ki yaar election ke time pe bus, train aur airfares badh chuke hain.
Hi Drisha, good morning. This is Vignan Gowda from Sanjaynagar. I love the initiative which Red FM is doing on increasing the awareness of voting. Now, I just have a quick suggestion. Is there a way where the travel department buses can offer some kind of a discount to people who are traveling to their natives to cast their vote?
That's when I decided, let's collaborate with the Red Bus Service. Humne Red Bus se baat ki. Unko bola, dekho, election ka time hai. Hamare kuch listeners hain jo jaake vote karna chahte hain. Aap unko free tickets de do. Red Bus ne bola, okay, we'll give your traveling voters free tickets up and down.
Yes. I'm so happy. I booked the ticket and got the ticket, everything free. I didn't pay single rupee.
This is courtesy Red FM and Red Bus for a traveling voter, and you're going to Mangalore, right?
Yes. So I used to pay 600 before. Now the ticket says for somewhere around 1300, 1200.
Yeah, it's more than double. No, don't worry about it. My team will contact you today, share the e-codes, make your booking, enjoy the voting process and your journey.
Definitely. Thank you, Disha.
You're welcome, Ali. Bye. How many hours does it take, Pankita, to get to Gujarat?
18 hours.
Yeah, I want to go to from Bangalore to Trichy on April 17, night. But when I checked the ticket, all the places are about 1,200 only.
Normally, so, how much is the ticket costing from Bangalore to Tiruchi?
600 to 700.
So, I have unique e-codes with me. I'll share it with you.
Okay, thank you.
In the IT capital of India, just a couple of days before the last date to register to be a voter, I got a call from a tech giant, Flipkart.
So we are looking, we are very keen for something like a stall setup. I think now the voter registration date is ending, right?
Yes. 16th of March is the last date. Yeah. And I need some details, Dinesh, from your end. As soon as you can send it to me, I'll process it with BBMP and get back to you by end of day. We'll try and do it in the next 2 days.
Okay. We are at about 8,000.
8,000 at Flipkart, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me quickly get the BBMP commissioner, Mr. Manjunath Prasad, on call. Sir.
Yeah, good morning, Disha.
Sir, thank you so much for acknowledging this request on such short notice. Flipkart has 8,000 employees and they'd like an enrollment drive on their campus. We will work in sync with you. In fact, I'll be present there. Do you think it's possible, sir?
No, it can be done, Disha. What I have done, I've already spoken to my revenue officers. My team will be there with the requisite forms, and what I request you is to tell them that they should come with one photograph,
okay,
passport size photograph, then age proof and residence proof, anything will do.
Okay.
So if these three documents, if they come there, our people will carry it back and their names will be included. I'll also make arrangements for demonstration of electronic voting machines at the VVPAT.
Oh, yes,
so
sir.
Whoever wants to have a first-hand hands-on experience, That also they can.
Excellent,
and they can,
sir,
cast their vote also. I mean, dummy vote.
Dummy vote. Agle Hi Din, the team of 93.5 Red FM along with BBMP in conjunction with the Election Commission of India set up a stall at Flipkart. Hundreds of employees enrolled themselves and their families. Is pe humne ek video banaya hai. Do check it out. Wahan pe VVPAT machine tha, EVM machine tha. Demos were carried out. Dummy votes were cast. And the excitement building up to the election date was absolutely palpable amongst the Bangaloreans.
Yeah, hi Disha, I'm really super excited and it's all because of you. I could enroll myself.
Every day you are pumping into our heads that okay, this needs to be done, needs to be done, and I got it done.
I am very clear about the process. You have been explaining this for quite a long time.
Yeah.
Very clear. Thank you.
All because of you, and trust me, because of you. You just kept talking about it all the time.
Yeah, I must say a big thank you because the last day for acceptance of Form 6 was not there advertised anywhere except in radio.
I started following Red FM and I did exactly what you said, and me and my husband, we both got our voter ID card last week.
Yes. You have persuaded her and ensured that she made her regular visits to the office and ensured her election ID is with her. Thank you so much for what you're doing. I think it's much more than a noble cause.
Congratulations. The impact you've made is fantastic. The number of positive responses I'm listening on radio, wow.
And, you know, you motivated me. If you trust me, not only me, more than 30% of the voters will get increased because of you this time.
Thanks so much to you, Disha. You really rock. And thanks for this amazing work that you're doing this election.
Yeah, Disha is a youth ambassador. I mean, just for the fact that we love you guys, right? We would go do that for you.
Achha, if I don't get to vote this time, I'm not leaving that polling booth. I'm going to sit there and I am going to vote with my Aadhaar, with my PAN, whatever I have to prove my identity and my address. I am going to vote. I'm not leaving the place. I don't mind if the TV channels portray me as a devil there or whatever. I don't care, but I'm going to hold up that line, but I'm going to vote.
Right? Rekha, bajate raho.
Bajate raho. Bajate raho. Bajate raho.
Love it.